2 Samuel chapter 20. Well, in chapter 19, we've read how Absalom has been killed in battle. He's David's son who tried to kill David and take power. And now everyone's really sorry they'd supported Absalom. And they say, oh, we want David to come and be our king again. And they're all falling over each other. Oh, David, come back. We love you. We love you. And now, chapter 20, verse 1, and there was a man of Belial. Now that means a worthless fellow, a bad man, whose name is Sheba, a Benjamite. So he was from the same tribe as Saul, and he blew a trumpet and said, we have no share in David, nor any inheritance in the son of Jesse, every man to his tents, O Israel. So every man of Israel went up from after David and followed Sheba. But the men of Judah clave to their king, from Jordan even to Jerusalem. So, again, you see how fickle people are, how they change so quickly. 1 minute they'd been all for David, then they were all for Absalom, then, oh, no, no, we want David back. And now, oh, yeah, the men of Israel are all supporting Sheba. So, it's so sad. It's rather like when people were shouting out Hosanna to the son of David. They were so pleased to see Jesus entering Jerusalem, and then a few days later shouting out, crucify him, crucify him. So that's called being fickle. And in the Psalms and generally in the Bible, you read a lot about having a stable heart and being stable. This is really important to God. And if we really know that he loves us and he loves us all the time, and therefore I wish to love him all the time, and I have the hope of eternally spending all of my eternity with him, serving him, well, that gives some stability to this life. And you're not running here, running there. So, Israel starts to divide. The tribe of Judah at this time stays loyal to David. But the other tribes are going after this Sheba. And David came to his house at Jerusalem. And the king took the 10 women, his concubines, whom he left to keep the house, and fed them and locked them up. So they were shut up unto the day of their death, living in widowhood. Then said the king to Amasa, assemble me the men of Judah within 3 days. So Amasa went to assemble the men of Judah, but he stayed longer than the set time which David had appointed him. David said to Abishai, now shall Sheba do us more harm than did Absalom. Take your lord's servants and chase after him, lest he get him fence sitters and escape us. And they went out after him, Joab's men, and the Kelathites, and the Pelathites, and all the mighty men. They went out of Jerusalem to pursue after Sheba. When they were at the great stone, which is in Gibeon, Amasa went before them. And Joab's garment that he had put on was girded unto him, and upon it a girdle with a sword fastened upon his waist in the sheath. And as he went forth, it fell out. And Joab said to Amasa, are you in health, my brother? And Joab took Amasa by the beard with the right hand to kiss him. But Amasa took no notice of the sword that was in Joab's hand. So he smote him there in the 5th rib and shed out his bowels to the ground. And he died. So Joab and Abishai his brother pursued after Sheba. And that was all jealousy, because Amasa had been made the captain of the army by David instead of Joab. It just shows the power of jealousy. Joab now goes and kills him. This absolutely awful behavior. This is what jealousy does. Solomon says, jealousy is cruel as the grave. You can see people who are otherwise maybe quite good Christian people who get caught up in this jealousy thing. And it makes them into other people. They just become obsessed with their hatred of another individual. They lie about that person. And yet if we are secure in Christ, if we know that God loves me and I love God and by his grace I'll be saved, we don't have to have all these feelings of jealousy and feeling inferior to other people. One of Joab's men stood by him and said, he who favours Joab and he that is for David, let him go after Joab. Amasa wallowed in blood in the midst of the highway. And when the man saw that all the people stood still, he removed Amasa out of the highway into the field and threw a cloth upon him, and he saw that everyone that came by him stood still. When he was removed out of the highway, all the people went on after Joab, chasing after Sheba. He went through all the tribes of Israel, unto Abel, unto Beth-Maachah, and all the Beerites, and they were gathered together, and went also after him. And they came and besieged him and Abel of Beth-Maachah, and they cast up a bank against the city, and it stood in the trench, and all the people that were with Joab battered against the wall to bring it down. But then cried a wise woman out of the city, "Listen, tell Joab, come near here, that I may speak with you." And when he was come near to her, the woman said, "Are you Joab?" And he said, "I am." And she said to him, "Listen to the words of your servant." He said, "I am listening." Then she spoke, saying, "They used to say in the old time, they will surely ask for advice at Abel," that's her town. And so they ended the matter. "I am one of them that are peaceable and faithful in Israel. You seek to destroy a city and a mother in Israel. Why will you swallow up the inheritance of the Lord?" Joab replied, "Far be it from me that I should swallow up or destroy. The matter is not like that. But there's a man from Mount Ephraim called Sheba. He's lifted up his hand against the king, David. Just deliver him, and I'll leave the city." The woman said to Joab, "Behold, his head is going to be thrown to you over the wall." The woman went to the people in her wisdom. And they cut off the head of Sheba and threw it out to Joab. And he blew a trumpet, and they retired from the city, every man to his tent. Joab returned to Jerusalem to the king. Now Joab was over the army of Israel. So you see, he's killed Amasa, who was over the army, because Amasa replaced Joab, so Joab is now back over the army. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was over the Kerethites and Pelethites, and Adoram was over the tribute. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahiud, was the recorder. Sheva was the scribe. Zadok and Abiathar were the priests. And Ilah, the Joabite, was a chief ruler near to David. So it is absolutely stupid to kill innocent people. That is what that woman was saying. And don't go and treat a whole city as guilty because of one person within it. This is unfortunately a problem with the human mentality that, if you're friends of my enemy, or if you have my enemy living amongst you, then you're all rotten and bad, etc. This is a big problem with a lot of people. And it's called guilt by association. And of course, God deals with individuals, and that is how we should deal. And that, I think, is the lesson here of Joab not being willing to destroy Abel, if they, the town of Abel, if they gave him the head of Sheba. And this wise woman says that, and that's what they do, fortunately.